You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
I want to thank these kind folks here for visiting today that drove a long way to come worship here at Island, and we consider you our guests. Thank you so much for coming today. You really get a good feel of what Island Community Church is, worship-wise, right? A little bit contemporary, a lot of country. What'd you call us, Bapticostals, during rehearsal this morning? Oh, Carol, my wife here, a Bapticostal. So hopefully I won't let you down with the word this morning. Now keep in mind, for those of you that don't know me very well, those that do know me know that I'm not a political person, really. If I could invent a new party, it would be a goddist, G-O-D-I-S-T, because that's where I stand. I didn't vote for Donald Trump. I ran myself for president. At least I got my mother to vote for me. My own wife wouldn't vote for me. Because I'm on God's side. And I don't play games, and I don't play politics. I don't read the wrong thing into this. But this, I tell you, this message is from the Lord here this morning unto you. Does everyone have a handout? We're wrapping up Romans chapter 6 tonight. Real quick, too, as well, no Sunday school next week. So we're meeting starting at 10:30, regular service next Sunday. So there is no Sunday school next week. So, okay, we're in Romans 6. I've entitled this sermon, "The Wages of Sin is Death." Another title I've given this is, "You Bet There's Slavery in the Bible." I hear fools all the time intelligently proclaiming, "I don't want to be a Christian or follow the God of the Bible because there's slavery in the Bible." Have you ever heard that before? From my research, that's the number one reason liberals or progressives don't want eternal life. Because there's slavery in the Bible. Big liberal buzzword, slavery. Since there are slaves in the Bible, I'm not interested in salvation. I'm not interested in eternal life. I don't care about hellfire. I don't care if my children end up there. But you bet there is slavery in the Bible. And there's slavery today as well. Because without Jesus Christ in your life, we're going to discover in today's text that you yourselves are a slave. And in slavery as we speak. Now let's pick it up here. Oh, I'm not done picking on liberals. Let's pick it up here in verse 18. Romans chapter 6, verse 18. I think I'm reading out of the New King James. Now, having been set free from sin, you became, what does it say? Slaves. Some translations say servants. Greek word, doulos. Slave. The guy that got the awl, that got his ear, wham, right on his ear, put a hole in there. He's a slave. He's bought and sold. Slaves. having become set free from sin, it says you became slaves. Slaves of righteousness. You're still a slave. You know, I'm afraid that since political people are so offended at that word slavery, that none of them could ever be saved. Again, verse 18. Having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness. Verse 19, I speak in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh. For just as you presented your members as slaves of uncleanness and of lawlessness, leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves of righteousness for holiness. For when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. What fruit did you then have in the things of which you're now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now, having been set free from sin, and having become slaves of God, you have your fruit to holiness, and the end, or actually Greek word there, it means the outcome, everlasting life. Reminds me of the old Bob Dylan song. It says, you're gonna have to serve somebody. Well, it might be the devil, or it might be the Lord, or it might be the Lord. But you're gonna have to serve somebody in this world. You're gonna have to serve somebody. Paul even said that you're free to sin and sin all you want. And then he said, how's that working out for you? You're free to sin. How are you doing with that? Set free from sin in order to be enslaved to righteousness, by golly. Righteousness. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. For that group of people will be filled, Jesus said. Now, most of the writers of the New Testament considered themselves slaves. Sometimes it's translated bondservant. I got the verses on the handout here. Bondservant, slave, because you've got to serve somebody in this world. And I'm here to tell you this morning that God has set you free from serving sin in order that you may serve him. You got to serve someone. If you don't serve him and bow the knee to the man in the glory, you're going to serve sin. And sin, when it's finished with you, the Bible says, bringeth forth death. You decide this day whom you will serve. But don't tell me you're not going to be a Christian because there's slavery in the Bible. You've been deceived if you think that. Well, that is true. But you got to serve someone and you will serve someone. You will serve one or the other. And the next verse shows us how sin, which is the opposite master of serving the Lord, will pay off in your life. Verse 23. See what it says? It says wages. See that word wages? Wages is something you've earned. You've got it coming to you. You deserve it. It's rightfully yours. The wages of sin is death. You work and work and work for it, and it's going to pay off. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. Now, you can exchange these gifts if you'd like. You can exchange sin for salvation. You can exchange death for eternal life. It's your choice. Now, James said something similar. He said, sin, when it's finished with you, bringeth forth death. Sin will use you and discard you and kick you to the side of the road, dead. When it's done with you. James 1:15. Now, I'm sorry I'm a little political this morning. I don't need to be. I don't mean to be, but this needs to be said. Let me say it. though this sermon strictly is theological in its content, I believe that these progressives, as they call themselves, have signed their own death warrant. Now, Bill's heard me rant about this, because I have a big thing against people that are deceived. I don't play political left or right. I don't care. I'm on God's side. I encourage everyone to be on God's side. It's not about, please, this is not about Republican or Democrat. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about siding with the Lord. And that's it. We're going to identify some serious things here. Liberal, progressive, stand for everything that God hates. I'm serious about what I said about slavery. Since there were slaves in the Bible, millions of progressive humanoids have turned their backs on God and want nothing to do with Him. These verses sign a progressive death warrant. Jude, slave of Jesus Christ, brother of James, Jude 1:1. Simon Peter, a slave, apostle of Jesus Christ, 2 Peter 1:1. Paul, slave. Slave of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated to the gospel of God, Romans 1:1. James, a slave of God and a slave of the Lord Jesus Christ. James 1:1. James calls himself a slave of God. And there's millions of people that don't want to be a Christian because there's slavery in the Bible. You've signed your death warrant if you hold to that. You've got to serve someone in this world. Who's it going to be? You've got to bow the knee to someone. Who's it going to be? Every tongue will confess. Every knee will bow to that man in the glory and call him Lord. You can do it today in gratitude for all that he's done, for dying in your place on the cross, taking your place to set you free, or you can do it later, when you stand before him at the great white throne judgment. This you won't say, I'd never heard. James, again, calls himself the slave of God. Oh, you're going to have to serve somebody in this world. It might be the devil, or it might be the Lord, but you're going to have to serve someone. I want you to see the progressive death warrant here. Six things to keep the progressive person out of heaven. Number one, slave. Now, I try to get around in reading, and many times when you read articles on different things, you read the comments, and they'll help you see the mindset of what's behind the comment and the attitudes. And I'm shocked at how many people, when there's a story about any old thing, story about the Apostle Paul born in Tarsus, you read scores and scores. You read all these comments. Well, there's slavery in the Bible. Therefore, I don't believe. If God is a proponent of slavery, then I want no part of him. And I had no idea that that was a talking point.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.